Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. The Green Bay Packers lose. They lose. They lost to the Minnesota Vikings, 34-31. And really, you know, the question that sometimes gets asked by talk shows after certain games, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, I'd imagine the NHL for people that talk about the NHL on the radio, right? Did one team win it or did the other team lose it? Right? I mean, that's, Dad, we've done that before on the Big Show throughout the course of time. Yeah. Packers lost this game. They lost this game. I mean, think about it. The penalties killed them.
Yeah.
I mean, you had one turnover cost you a penalty that absolutely killed you. You were in, you know, first and 20 and second and 20 and all this other stuff. Billy Turner just not helping you. At all with some of the penalties that he had. This team was the least penalized.
He may be the most penalized person on this team.
For sure. Well, maybe. Yeah.
Right, I don't know. Go back and look. I don't know.
We'd have to look.
I know. Look that up. But so still, that's not out of the ordinary for him.
But you're the least penalized team in the league coming in, and you look like the most penalized team in the league coming in to this football game, Gary.
Well, because it finally caught up with him. All the injuries in this game finally caught up with him. And then with Elgton Jenkins leaving at some part in the third, fourth quarter, I forget whenever that was.
It looks like a knee. Yeah. Ian Rappaport saying they're fearing torn ACL.
So to answer your question, I think it all finally happened in this game. And, God, I still feel good about this team. I mean, I do. I still feel good about it. With the way they fought, they lost. They weren't in sync. They didn't play their best game. And they go on the road in a hostile environment, sold out. You know it's going to be a big game. And they just didn't play well. But still, I mean, shoot, the Packers come out. Was that 12 men on the field defensively to start the two? They never do stuff like that. And that's because your sub patterns are all screwed up because we talked a little bit about this on our show earlier in the week, Steve. You got Oren Burks playing outside backer. He's too small. He's still having a butt.
We've talked about that,
And that was the fill-in job to that. And so you just, to me, finally you ran out of players, and you just didn't. I thought Savage had three picks in this game, didn't get any. That hurt them. I still feel good about this team. I mean, I really do. I really do. I mean, MVS played. I mean, we thought at some point we'd see him again, like we saw him last year. Played well in this game. Josiah DeGura, sighting, played well.
I'm proud of you, man. You got
right,
a lot of
played
positives.
Played well. Oh, wait, because
it's – a lot of positives.
Look, Steve, good Nate.
For you.
Steve, who is that over there? Is that Miramich?
Yes.
Have, you can do it yourself. List all the frontline starters that we're out in this game.
You can say the same thing if they're all out in the playoffs and say, well, it was a good season.
Well, it would be because even if they – if this team – Nobody else, and I don't know, I'm just going to go out and, on record. I don't think anybody else right now, the top, let's just say, because we had the top five this week, I don't think anybody else, the top five teams in the NFL are playing without frontline starters like the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, probably not.
I think nobody in the league, I mean, like, frontline starters, Pro Bowl players. I don't think anybody else in this league are playing without those type of players and winning in the NFL like the Green Bay Packers.
All right, let's hear from you. It is the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Packers lose on a field goal at the end of the game to the Minnesota Vikings. Packers trailed most of this one, but end up losing 34-31, and they had an interception late in this game by the aforementioned Darnell Savage that after replay reversed it. The Vikings then continued to move the football down the field, and that was it for the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to T.Y. Ty in Philly. You're up first, listening on that Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. What's up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Hey, man. I mean, before Aaron Rodgers got going, he turned out to have a pretty good game, man. But I feel like Aaron Rodgers for this season has kind of diverted back to 2019 Aaron Rodgers. The offense has to get going. I mean, the defense couldn't keep what they did against these good offenses every week. I think the defense could have played better. I think the opportunities by Savage as far as to turn the ball over, you know, you got to capitalize on that. That will get you beat every time. You know, he threw him three picks in this game. You know, not catching that ball, it'll get you beat every time. You know, you knew some of the subs was going, you know, at some point not play up to what they did. 29 had a pick to Thielen in that fourth quarter. That should have been a pick six. No way that ball get past you when you run the route for the receiver. But all in all, I think with the slow start by the offense, and this is what we have seen week in and week out with this team, you know, it's just been the offense doing just enough to win these games with the defense playing at a super high level. But, you know, you got an MVP quarterback, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, you got the best receiver in the game. I know you're missing a lot on the offensive line. I know Aaron Jones is out. But Aaron Rodgers has to will this team to victory, you know, pretty much every week. He has to lead the pack. If he's not, you know, you're not going to win too many games in the NFL 17-0 and getting two rushing touchdowns from your backup running back.
See, what you just said is the mentality he has, and that's why he hasn't been that good.
Who's that?
The last week and a half. I mean, today in the first half of this game, he was trying to act like, well, no Aaron Jones, I got to do it all myself. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to wait and try to make
awful.
A 50-yard throw. Instead
awful.
Of just throwing checkdowns and handing
Agreed.
Off the ball, he tried to play hero ball,
Agreed,
and he
Steve.
Stunk at it. Thanks for the call.
Agreed,
that's the problem.
Steve.
He can't think like, well, without me, we're screwed.
Agreed.
He's got to rely and trust his teammates to do their jobs.
Preach.
Period.
Agreed.
That's what it was.
Agreed.
Beginning half of this game, dude, he was awful.
Thank you.
Last week, he wasn't that good either. And we say whatever we want about practice. Does he need practice? Does he not need practice? He didn't have practice. He was coming off of COVID. So we said, okay, coming off COVID, you know, going to be weaker, whatever the case may be. It is what it is. Now the toe injury, so he didn't get to practice again this week until he got one day of practice and, what, 10, 15 snaps or whatever. And that was it. And we come out, and again, he looks all cockeyed and doesn't look right again. But it's one thing to miss throws, right? It's one thing to overthrow MVS consistently and not have your timing down. That's one thing. It's another thing to have guys open checkdowns and not throw it to them, Gary.
You got the tight end. What's his name? 89.
You talking about DeGuara?
89.
Lewis, Mercedes Lewis.
Right there in front of him. And he bypassed him and tried to fit it in to Devontae. It was almost a pick. You could have had like a six. You're right. Totally agree. First quarter, he was
bad.
Out of it. And everything was going deep. Everything was going deep. And it took him a minute to try to get – but that's him, though, Steve. You got to take – with him, you take the good with the bad. And I said that. I mean, I think even the touchdown I think he threw to Devontae, the second one, I believe, he's down there like, run it, dude. Just run it. Throws a touchdown to Devontae. I tweet out. I say, this 12 is just so exhausting.
Devontae ran all the way across the field.
It's just so exhausting to watch sometimes.
But having said that, that touchdown to DeGuara was awesome.
That's the one to DeGuara.
DeGuara was awesome.
So exhausting.
That was a great throw.
It was.
And
but,
running around.
But
to
you
do
had
it.
All that.
He did. He could have ran. He could have.
All that.
But that was a laser
but
throw.
But right. And that's why it's tough to do what you just did.
Yes.
What you just opened up with right now is tough to do what you just did because that's what he's looking to do.
Correct.
That's the exhausting part of it.
Because when he does it, he goes, see, that's what I was trying to do on that previous play when I got sacked.
And then you threw it away. I'm going to let you tag this. And then the Ryan Horvats of the world. You want to tell everybody who Ryan Horvat is?
He hosts BetMGM Tonight Odyssey app.
Guys like him that love Aaron Rodgers, then those guys tell you how great he is, and then that minimize what you just said just now.
Which is fine. I mean,
I'm just saying, because that's what happens.
Right. Everybody's going to have their opinion on this. Right. And he is great. He is a Hall of Fame quarterback. But he does struggle with trying to hold the ball on too long, trying to make the big play and play hero ball, as we call it. And that was the main issue in the first half of this game.
Absolutely.
Al in Philadelphia, you are next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? How's it going on?
What's up, bro?
I want to side with you, Gary, what you were saying earlier about I think the injuries really pretty much caught up with us today. We have any one of our rush. We have Merciless or Rashard Gary today.
Yeah.
We beat these dudes easily. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first of all, Kenny Clark was dominating in the first day. He's a grown man, man. He was balling. But needless to say, those three interceptions that Savage dropped.
Hurt us.
That's inexcusable. That's inexcusable, man. You're a starting safety in the league, and you're trying to make a bid to be a Pro Bowler or want to be, you know, recognized as one of the great safeties or a good safety in the league. You got to grab that ball, period. I'm driving. This is coming from work, and I hear an interception. I'm thinking the game. Oh, we got it. Next thing you know, this sort of replay. This dude can't even hold on to the ball. Then the other one with Thielen, when he had an opportunity to get it, he let Thielen just hit him, and then you just plucked him, and he dropped the darn ball. So I hear you guys talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I agree. But I look at other teams whose quarterbacks struggle to put points on the board. I'm grateful that my quarterback got us in the game, man, that we had an opportunity to tie it up. I'm not going to nitpick, and you know, because you're right. He definitely misses, and it's frustrating. Because I saw one play in the first half. He had a guy going across the middle, and he went deep.
Yep.
I think Devontae Adams or something. And that really pisses you off. I'm watching the game. But at the same time, he definitely he willed us back. So it was just the defense, and I can't really be mad at them because they were so undermanned today. And Minnesota got all their players back, so it was just an unfortunate matchup today. And I feel like you, Gary. I'm still optimistic about the team. I'm feeling good about them because I know our guys are going to come back. But I'm praying Elton Jenkins is all right, man, because that's going to hurt.
Yeah. No, but you know what? That's the thing, though, El. Thanks for the call. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. Not saying it's good. But timing-wise, this may be okay because we were thinking we're going to have this unbelievable offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just going to be the same offensive line. Because if Bakhtiari can play, the rest of the line stays the same.
Yes.
Bakhtiari plugs in where Jenkins is, mm-hmm. and you go. Mm-hmm. As long as Bakhtiari is okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Bakhtiari can't play, well, then we've got big problems. But if Bakhtiari can come back and play like Bakhtiari, then mm-hmm. the line just stays the same, and you go. Vikings beat the Packers 34-31. Earlier in the game here, the Packers are playing, and people are tweeting, just start the post-game show now. This game's over. It's all done. And I was like, everybody just relax. I mean, there's time. They'll be okay. I'm trying to tell people to settle down a little bit. Oh, Sparky, you need to be the more real. You're usually the more realistic one because I wasn't being negative. And I just never felt like in that first half or even third quarter, like, that they were going to lose the game. I was like, that's fine. We're going to be all right. Raj can get his groove. We're going to be all right.
Right.
And away you go. And defensively, no, you didn't play well. But again, you were without your pass rushers and so forth. And again, not having Jaire Alexander kind of exposed a little bit here in this game too. But with all that being said, you still had the opportunity to win the game. Mm-hmm. Even with Crosby missing another field goal. Again, that's got to be figured out too. That is going to drive everybody nuts before this is all said and done.
Was confident concern? Was that my concern? I think that was my concern going in.
What's your concern
on Friday?
Crosby. Yep.
Just And if you watch that kick, Steve, the second one that he missed, it was more of a punch. It wasn't just an all-out hit.
Because he drilled the 54-yarder.
Yeah, it was a punch, like I wasn't sure. And like a golfer, I do those balls. When I golf sometimes, when I don't have my game the way I think it should go, I end up punching it like that, and I'm always left. Instead of just going ahead, taking that wedge out, and taking a full swing with confidence. Right now, it feels like to me that Mason Crosby has zero confidence in what he's doing. I'm still going to try to get, the kicker for the Packers.
Chester Markle?
I'm going to reach out for Chet.
Yeah, that'd be good. Week. That'd be good to get him on. All right, so the Packers come up losers today. You can jump aboard here with Gary and myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Packers come up on the losing end, 34-31.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, welcome in. It is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. See Sparky Fiverr, Gary Allerson. Gary was just on the phone and locked up Chester Markle, the former Packers kicker. He'll lead off hour number four tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Lead off hour number four with Chester Markle, Packers kicker, tomorrow. The drive of the game for me is pretty simple. I guess we didn't really talk about it, and it's really not a drive per se, but as far as I'm concerned, it counts.
Blitz coming. Rodgers floats one. Valdez-Scantling inside, trying to get to the end zone. He's going to go. A bomb to Valdez-Scantling. Touchdown, Green Bay. Holy cow. Now an extra point away from the tie.
I literally walked out of the studio. That highlight courtesy of Fox. I literally walked out of the studio. Mayor Mitch was in here, me and Mayor Mitch. So it's like 2:16 to go. So I was like, okay, they'll get a play, 2-minute warning. So I walked out. I come back. Mitch goes, they tied it. I'm like, what do you mean they tied it? I wasn't out of here that long. Yes. He's like, one play, MVS, it's tied. Yep. And so then they were just showing the replays. I walked in. I was like, oh, my God. And then, again, you get the interception, and then it's not an interception.
Rodgers has been looking for that play all game long.
Sure
all the way back in the first quarter, he was looking for that play.
Trying to hit him on a big play
in the first quarter.
Yes. No doubt about
it. He missed him on like a post corner, I think, in early in the game.
Packers lose today to the Minnesota Vikings, 34-31. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and you, Mayor Mitch Ross, executive producer. Let's go to Mike on the South Side. You're next in the Green and Gold post game show. What's up, Mike? South Side of Milwaukee, I should say. What's up?
Still a good day. Come on.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
We didn't get 10 inches of snow, and Franco won the championship. Sorry, Gary.
That's okay.
You guys know me. I don't eat anybody's lunch. You know, when I saw Terry Bradshaw, I was watching picks. He's the only one that picked the Vikings. And I was like, well, I guess I better make my phone call now.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. They need the bye week next week, right?
No. They have the Rams next Sunday.
Coming home.
The big game against the Rams. Yep. Then a bye week.
Yep.
And then they got two more games?
No.
No, then the bye week.
No, they have the bye week, not two more
they
games.
Have a bye week.
Remember,
after the
Rams. No, I mean, remember next week.
Right. So right. They play
then
next
a bye week.
Then
yeah.
Right. So here's the rest of the schedule, Mike. They play the Rams 3:25 start. Then a bye week. Then they come back for primetime game against the Bears.
Okay.
Then it's at Baltimore, home against Cleveland, home against the Vikings, at the Lions, last game of the year on January 9th.
Wow. You know, the great Satchel Paige said, don't look back because someone's going to gain on you.
Yeah.
No, this league is not going to hand the Packers the trophy.
No.
Well, this division's done. I don't care.
What division? No, you're talking
team
the league.
That yeah. beats the Packers yeah. is saying, this is our Super Bowl today.
Right.
Sure. Especially the Vikings.
Am I right?
Well,
yes.
Especially the Vikings, yes. The Lions, and Bears. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, the penalties, the one that stood out, and I'll hang up after this. He went to tackle the quarterback. The ref wasn't even looking. And they threw a flag. And I'm like, don't you have to be watching the play? And they were going to call helmet to helmet. I think it was in the first or second quarter.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer. I mean, we got to figure out pass interference and roughing the passer. They got to figure it out.
Yeah, they're great judges.
I saw some really good pass defending in open field.
Yes.
Are you expecting the guy to turn his body?
No.
Totally vertical?
No.
Facing the football?
No, but it happens. Guy made a great play.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it. And took his shot there at you, Gary, about Franklin winning a championship in high school football.
No, congratulations.
Congratulations to everybody Franklin. That won championships around the state.
Well, for sure, Franklin. I mean, that's right in our backyard. I mean,
Catholic Memorial's in the backyard.
Yeah,
Pewaukee's in the backyard.
Catholic Memorial, Pewaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, absolutely not. I mean, kudos to Miles Burkert. He's going to UW-Madison now. I mean, high school's over now, Miles. Let's go win a Big Ten championship.
The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Also, you can tweet us at Big Show Network. Let's talk. Let's, I would say vent,
what?
But Gary's not all that mad about this thing.
How can you be?
If you're mad, if you're frustrated, whatever the case may be, you can dial it up.
Are you mad or frustrated?
A little bit.
I mean, there is some litter in there, but not much, Steve.
Dude, the penalties, the missed field goal.
Oh, what?
The dropped interception at the end, the one interception taken away because of a flag. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went wrong in this game. And we could talk about, oh, well, the starters are out and that's why we lost. No, you lost because you shot yourself in the foot. Billy Turner's a starter. So regardless of if Bakhtiari's out or not, that's still Billy Turner on the field in that same matchup.
That's been Billy Turner all year long. Billy Turner, to me, didn't play outside of Billy Turner, to me.
This whole year?
Yes. So he'd been playing like that all year.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
that's more reason of why I wanted Jenkins at right tackle.
But
either way, that's done now.
Yeah, right. Fine. So give me another. I mean, I know we want to take phone calls. Do we have to take a break here or no?
No, we're all right.
Okay, well, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So then, okay, Billy Turner. Now, you may or may not. I think
he only had a couple of penalties.
I think you come on the side of that. Okay. What else then? Rodgers in the beginning?
Rodgers. But that's Rodgers.
That's him.
Right, but Gary, I mean, every time you lose and something goes wrong, we can always point to, well, that's who that is and that's who that is. But there are certain games where even though all of these things may have occurred, you'd be more fired up than you are seemingly after this game.
But sometimes it catches up with you, though. And that's Rodgers. You got to take the good with the bad with this guy. That's why we pointed out to Josiah DeGuara. Like, I tweeted out, the guy exhausts me. He just does. It's like, no, 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 no. And then yes, yes, yes. I mean, and then he goes and hit MVS for like 90 yards or something stupid. I mean.
I go back to A.J. Dillon. You said 25 or more touches.
Yes.
He had 11 carries. He averaged almost 5 yards a carry and had 11 carries.
And then all of a sudden you saw I went.
And six catches for 44.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden, Spark Dog, I saw like that first quarter, I said to myself, Rodgers on one. Dillon ain't getting 25-plus touches
so absolutely
in this
ridiculous.
Game. I could have tweeted out, but I didn't because I wasn't sure. But you can tell, like, right what you said, first quarter, he's on one, bro.
Yeah, he's on one to prove that last week wasn't real, and he was going to prove everybody that this week he was back. And Mike the Painter, you're next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Fiverr. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Yeah, I said on Rami's show a key to win was 25 touches for Dillon, and if they would have ran the ball, they would have kept them away from Cousins. But then they should have, you know, blitzed them a little bit more and kept them out of, you know, standing in
the
pocket. They didn't start blitzing them until the second half, and they didn't blitz enough. But it goes again to special teams blunders. It's Crosby just pushing those suckers to the right or left when he's on that hash mark. You know, he's not hitting them square like he usually does and down the middle. But I think with what you guys were complaining about with Rodgers at the beginning of the show, I think it's the route concepts. I think he has those that he has to go to. You know,
No. Stop.
So.
It's progressions. It's progressions in any offense.
But who's the first read?
Who cares who the first read is? If the first read's covered, second read's covered, then you throw it to your check down.
Yeah, but it's route concepts. It is route concepts. So.
Yeah, but Rodgers doesn't flow like that.
I don't know. I like the way Rodgers played today. I think our defense needed to do a little bit more on the blitzing end.
I think it was
and knock him off his spot.
I think it was DeGuara earlier in the game. Mike, thanks for the call. I think it was DeGuara earlier in the game. He was wide open, 5 yards upfield on the left side. There was nobody on him. Rodgers never even moved his head. He looked at who he was going to throw to the whole time and then threw a bad throw on top of it. I'm going, oh, my God. Like, you're not even attempting to go through your progressions. You looked, and you were throwing that ball to wide receiver X no matter what happened.
The whole time.
Man.
But he does it all the time.
I know he does. I understand. But, again, when you're winning and you're not chasing, you don't really care. It's like, whatever. It's working. Keep going.
But at some point, when you're losing
and the offense isn't moving, and now you start paying more attention to what is going on, and you're like, oh, my God, come on. That's the frustrating part for me. The frustrating part is Mason Crosby's been in the league 100 years, and it looks like he is completely all screwed up right now.
He is all screwed
up. And I have no idea how they get him fixed. I mean, he hit the 54-yard field goal. I'm like, all right, here we go. He needed that. Here we go. And then 32 or whatever it was, can't even.
We need for Kansas City to beat Dallas.
I don't care.
I do.
Don't care.
I do. How you not care?
You said it earlier. You said it last week?
What?
2 weeks ago? Who cares where they play him? Packers.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
it don't matter.
Yeah,
yeah. Who cares? Okay. So fine. We'll go play
in
Dallas.
I want them here. I want them at Lambeau Field.
So you change your mind now?
Would that be theater? I want the theater.
Of McCarthy coming here. That's what you're saying?
What?
Yeah.
What? And then, like, LaFleur's in his office and stuff. Oh, come on, dude. That'd be great theater.
It would be.
Are you kidding me?
It would be.
McCarthy comes back to the visitors' locker room. Locker room at Lambeau Field.
I still think the Packers are the best team in the league when this is all said and
like
done.
Like I said before, Steve, I opened up with, I still feel good about them. I really do.
Feel better if Jenkins wasn't hurt, but I still feel good.
Yeah.
Well, Chiefs just missed an extra point, so you feel better about it there. 6-0 Kansas City. All right, got to take another quick timeout here. If you are on hold, sit tight. We'll get to you coming up next. Packers lose 34-31. Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's talk about the Packers' loss to the Vikings. So many things we can talk about and nitpick to death.
And that's what we'll do here for the next couple of hour and a half or so. Plus, you'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. You'll hear from Matt LaFleur. All still to come here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented to you by Lakeland University.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who scored first? Was it a big play? It's time for the Schulze Family Beef first score of the game. Schulze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality Wisconsin pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. How are you doing? Frustrating. That's how I would deem my mood right now. Frustration as the Packers lose to the Vikings 34-31. Packers lost this one, I think, more than the Vikings actually won this one. That's where I'm at. And I don't know where you are, but that's where I'm at. 34-31, Vikings over the Packers. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson here as well. And, well, first score of the game. You know, was a play in which I think a lot of Packer fans got very excited.
This kicking unit has really struggled for Green Bay. This is Crosby from 54. And he's going to sneak it up and through. That's a big mental boost for Green Bay to get some points from their field goal unit, which has struggled. So Crosby good from 54. Opening drive points for Green Bay. 3-0 here in Minneapolis.
Man, you felt so good. First score of the game brought to you by Schulze Beef. You felt so good. You felt so good. You're like, okay, if he's on today and fixed, this is a lot of relief for, you know, not only today, but moving forward, get his confidence back, and then this.
This will be a 32-yarder for Mason Crosby. Hit a 54-yarder on the opening drive. And it hits off the post, and it bounces forward. It's no good. Another miss for Crosby, his eighth of the year.
And you just hear the ding off of the upright.
Saw it.
You saw it coming?
I mean, no, not saw it coming. When it released it, it was like a punch.
Looked like to me the ball was leaning one way.
No, he just
It didn't look
punched.
Like the ball was being held
he
straight
just,
up.
There was no follow through. It was a punch. Kick the ball, Mason Crosby. Trust it. He doesn't trust himself right now. He's all messed up.
It's not hard for me to understand why he doesn't trust himself at this point. Tony, email or tweets, I should say, at Big Show Network. The Packers didn't play great, especially the defense, and missed chances with the INTs. But it's a win in my book. because Minnesota played their best, yet Green Bay should have won. This was good for the defense. They can learn. Win next week against the Rams, all good. That's Tony tweeting a Big Show Network.
And they talked about this today. They really did. They ran some nice route concepts where they were staggered on top of each other, and that made the Packers make a decision on who they were going to guard and who they were going to. They were just caught in no man's land a lot on everything that was stacked up, like post corners, outs, everything that was going to the outside, how they had them staggered first, second, third, and the Packers just caught in no man's land.
All right, if you want to jump aboard, here is your time. Dial it up now. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Timmy, listening on the Odyssey Timmy. App in Dallas, Texas. You're next on the Green and Gold Postgame Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up?
Hey, I'm right there with you, Sparky. Rodgers should have chucked down a lot more. That was just ridiculous. And if you look at the offense all year, the defense has carried this team, not Aaron Rodgers, period. I mean, he's not having a good year. I mean, usually he's barely over 50% in completion percentage. And Gary, I agree with you. I want the Cowboys in Lambeau Field, 10-degree weather, snow, for the playoffs. And congrats on getting Chester Markle. I love that guy as a kid.
Yeah, Chester right. Markle leads off fourth hour tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Monday. Timmy, thanks for the call. You know, not having Rashawn Gary.
Hurt him.
And not having Merciless. Obviously, you knew was going to be something. But Kenny Clark, man, that dude continues to play well.
Right,
Kiki was flashing on the field. Lancaster had a play where he stopped a running back. He couldn't even see he was being held. The jersey was across his face mask, and his eyes still grabbed the dude and pulled the dude down. T.J. Slavin showed a little bit of pressure, too. I mean, how many times have you been able to say the Packers front three or front four that have their hands in the dirt are able to get pressure without outside linebackers? That just has not been a thing since they switched over this defense.
No, I mean, that's why I said, Steve, I still feel good about this team.
There's positives, for sure.
They just need to get healthy. Guys need to start coming back now. They need to, after this bye week, they need to start trying to figure it out. The Rams ain't going to be no joke coming in because they got their tails whooped out in San Francisco. So they're going to come in full throttle. I just saw Von Miller today on one of them Fox shows with Charles Woodson. Did you hear what he said on that show? Did you watch it today?
No, I was watching Kurt Warner, Mariucci, and Irvin this morning. NFL Network.
Regarding OBJ, Von Miller said he was in talks with his dad all along.
OBJ's dad?
Yeah.
The guy that put the video out while he was in Cleveland. So Von Miller was instrumental behind the scenes the whole time.
So I've been talking to his dad the whole time. So you knew he was going to L.A. Rodgers them ain't talking to his daddy.
We don't know, but we assume not.
Rodgers, Von Miller, I was talking to his dad the whole time. So, and you know the dad orchestrated out anyway.
Correct.
Felt like to me. Yes. I could be wrong.
Totally agree.
So, it felt like then Vaughn got in touch with the dad. Him and the dad, he talked to the dad, said before he even talked to OBJ.
Can I ask you a question? Is OBJ a grown man? And you got your daddy running around doing your business for you? I mean, this is worse than LeVar Ball. This dude's been in the league. I haven't heard LeVar Ball running business for his kids since they've been in the association. That's stupid.
That's a good question.
I mean, that is nuts.
That's a good question.
That your dad is running your business because you can't handle your own business as a grown man.
I listened to Von Miller, it felt like his dad orchestrated that whole thing.
That's
But I will say this, though, Steve. As I walk into the locker room, you know what you can say?
What, me? It's my dad. He's out of control, man. I had nothing to do with it. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get my dad in check, but I just can't do it. He's running off at the mouth. I told him to be quiet, but he won't listen. I got it? Is that how it goes?
That's the way I would put it. If some negative stuff came down, I wanted to be here all along.
Yep.
I can't control my dad.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely.
Now, I know God knows I can't control my dad. I don't know about you can control yours, but I know I can't because when my dad want to go, he's going.
I've had some success lately.
Well, as they get older, I mean.
Not that he doesn't want to. But I've stopped him multiple times from doing stuff. Let's go. Steve in Germantown. You're next here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented to you by Lakeland University. Packers lose to the Minnesota Vikings today in Minnesota, 34-31. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm agreeing with you guys 100%. At Gary's standpoint, for sure. I'm optimistic. I take a lot of positives from this game. Number one, DeGuara, what a nice catch in the end zone over two defenders, or, you know, against two defenders. That's fantastic.
That was a great throw.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, great throw, absolutely. I mean, the throw, we can talk about that. We've been talking about those throws the last 10 years.
Yes.
We know it's a good throw.
We know it's a good throw.
DeGuara, they actually catch it. It's fantastic.
That's the problem, right? For DeGuara to catch it is a whole different story.
Absolutely. And against those two defenders, a safety and a linebacker, I mean, you gotta give the kid props.
I give him props for knowing where to go on the play. That's another one. Yeah.
If you feel that.
That makes sense, too. I get it. But, hey, the offense, you know, they showed up in the second half. They had 10 points by half, and they really put it on. Defense, they hung on there. I mean, like you said, Trey Clark, Lancaster, Lowry made some plays. Who's number 40? Is that what's his name? Daly?
Derek Daphne? Is Derek Daphne number 40, Steve?
No, he's 49.
Who's the linebacker on the outside?
You're talking about defensive side of the ball.
That's the guy that they brought up. Tipa Galai, whatever his name is.
Made some nice plays. You know, the thing is, you guys hit the nail on the head. We're still missing how many guys?
Yeah.
It sucks that Jenkins is probably gone. That didn't look good.
No.
Totally non-contact injury. I think he's probably gone. But, hey, fellas, Yoshin Eiman, give this kid props. This is the fourth game he stepped up and really played a hell of a game. I'm optimistic. 8-3, division loss, no big deal. Let's take care of business next Sunday, and we're back in the driver's seat.
That Rams game is going to be a good one. It's going to be a real good one next weekend.
I'll be at that one, too. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, nice. Call in after the game. Let us know how the fans are.
I sure will.
Thank you,
buddy. Be good. Take care, Steve, in Germantown. Yeah, 3:25 start. Sun will go down early.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to feel like a night game, a 3:25 in the afternoon game.
It'll look cool for them.
Yep. Dan Plucker will be up at the game for the Big Show Radio Network. Gary will be down here holding it down and post game right on the air again after that game next week. And looking forward to seeing how that goes. Right now, Kansas City up 9-0 on Dallas, but Pollard with a big run. So Dallas in the red zone now for, I think, possibly the first time in this game. Sherman and Wauwatosa, you're next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show. What's going on, Sherman?
Hey, Spark, Gary, how y'all doing?
Good.
Okay, man, yeah, I'm listening to you guys, and I basically agree with everything that you guys said. A couple of things, and bear with me here. I'm talking kind of fast. Normally, I don't call in complaining about the referees, but that was they were hard on us today, man. It was like somebody told them, you know, give Minnesota every advantage possible because they got some shaky calls. But overall, Gary, I'm on the same page you're on. You know, I'm not as bummed by this loss as I normally be. You know, we know Mason Crosby, whatever's going on with him. This happened a couple of years back. They got it straightened out. They're not going to change kickers in the middle of the season. I think we all know that.
They're doing that.
So I hope I'm going to trust the coaching staff because I like LaFleur. He's a great young coach. That they're going to get that straightened out. Aaron, he got to get the ball out of his hands quicker. You know, we've been talking about this all year. And he did better in the second half in getting the ball in the flat to his playmakers so they can make plays. Had he done that in the first half, you know, this game wouldn't have been close. With him missing so much practice and not practicing in the summer, he has no chemistry with anybody except maybe Devontae. He forces the ball. Same thing everybody else be saying. In the second half, I was glad to see St. Brown get involved.
Yeah, St. Brown was nice. Yep.
Man, and Rodgers missed MVS in the first half, you know, by an inch. Well, I ain't going to say inch, by a foot a couple of times. And I firmly believe had he been practicing – you know, the last two, three weeks.
See, in Sherman, that's the thing. Will he be able to practice this week now with that toe injury? How will that affect practice the rest of the year? That's what we don't know. Thanks for the call. And that's something we'll have to monitor and talk more about coming up in the next hour. Mm-hmm. Feel free, drop on in. Packers lose 34-31.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the Van Horn Automotive MVP of the game. Van Horn Automotive Group, with locations throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. Family born and employee owned. On the web at vanhornauto.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Van Horn, MVP of the game. 34-31 loss for the Packers to the Minnesota Vikings. Rodgers, 23 of 33 for 385, four touchdowns, a passer rating, Gary, of 148.4. 148.4 passer rating. MVS, four catches, 123 yards and a touchdown. Davante Adams, seven for 115 and two touchdowns. So who do you want to give the Van Horn MVP to?
Well, who do you think you should give it to?
I mean, I guess Rodgers.
That number?
I guess.
You want to read that again?
You had two receivers over 100 yards,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So if
385,
you
to, four touchdowns, a 148.4
that's
rating.
The number. But if you wanted to give it to MVS, I can get down with that.
Now we'll go Rodgers.
Basically a coming out party for MVS. Yeah. I mean, I can get with that.
All right, Aaron Rodgers.
148?
Yep, Aaron Rodgers, your Van Horn MVP of the game. Up next, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers lose 34-31 to the Minnesota Vikings today in Minnesota, and that stupid horn. Ugh.
Heard enough of it.
Oh, I'm sick of it. Sick of it. But good days for MVS, Davante Adams with a couple of touchdowns, Rodgers, as we said, to end the last hour, 385, four touchdowns, and a 148.4 rating. Goodness gracious is all I can say about that. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, how much of a...
But you were upset with him.
I am.
Yen Seal.
The first half, he 148. He was playing hero ball in the first half.
Joker, 148, Steve.
He was 23 of 33. Yeah. 148.4 rating. Cousins, 341, three touchdowns, 128.4 rating. For me, I still think it's going to be how much practice is he going to get in?
Who's
during
this?
The course of a week, Rodgers with his toe injury.
With his toe, yeah.
Because he didn't get practice until the very end of the week, this last week. Will this be a thing now for the rest of the year? And hopefully doesn't get bad enough to the point where he can't play.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing, because it sounds like this is a pain tolerance thing, Gary, right now.
Could be, with the toe. I mean, toes. Now, we used to have what we call turf toe. And basically that was the inflammation of the toe joint. And they are super painful. Eddie Lacy, I think, had that same injury. That forced, I believe, Deion Sanders to retire in that toe. As a matter of fact, that's why Deion Sanders had a surgery on his toe and damn near almost
Didn't
died.
Did Sterling Sharp have the toe?
Sterling Sharp had the toe.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's something. I've had it, not as severe as a lot of other people, but I tell you what, it is a painful injury to try to play with.
And everybody's pain tolerance is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think some people miss. Oh, why can't he play with it when so-and-so played with it? Because everybody is different.
Well, it's the severity of it, too, though. And it's the position that you play. So it's reoccurring that you do these same movements all the time where you keep hurting it.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Let's go to Gerard, listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY in Delaware. Gerard, you're next here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Well, Sparky, I guess you've seen my tweets about my favorite Packer.
our safety Savage.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Pettit never put him in a position to win. Barry put him in a position to win Savage, but he's not closing the deal.
Yeah.
He dropped two. He's not. He's mm-hmm. not. And Gary, Agreed. You're absolutely right. Agreed. And even when he picked that one off that got called back by mm-hmm. the penalty on Kiki, he's tripping and falling. And, he could have ran that back for a TD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. and he's tripping and falling. So this is the problem. There's a first-round pick. I think he was the second first-round pick, and they picked Gary first, I believe. I think that was the draft. And you, when you're a safety, and I think Leroy, when you guys talk about it tomorrow, I think he could tell you why this man cannot catch the ball. And he's not. He seems not to be on the pass interference, let's go back to that. He's in between looking at the player and looking at the ball. You can't do that. You have to – now, he's free out there. Why isn't he – that was a pop-up. Why wasn't he there to pick off that ball clean? Instead, he got called for pass interference.
Yeah.
He
panicked a little bit.
He's between this guy. He yeah. panicked. You're he panicked absolutely right, Gary. He panicked. And as far as the defense is concerned today, it was all about no pass rush.
Yeah.
No Gary, no pass rush. 40 played okay. I noticed they took Garvin out of the game mm-hmm. early because he wasn't doing anything. So there was no pass rush. And a couple of times, Cousins had too much time to throw the ball. So, look, you can only cover for so long down the field. But like I said, we had a chance to win that game, and Savage dropped the ball. You can't do that. You can't. I don't think Amos would have dropped those balls. I really don't. I really don't. But, like I said, I'm very frustrated with him as a player. I tweet about him all the time because I watch him. And he's very frustrating. He really is. He's
I think he's better. I think he's better than what he was last year under Mike Pittman's defense.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I think you're seeing him in position to make plays.
Yeah, but now he's just got to make them.
He just got to make them. I think he's still young. It's just a transformation of a young player in a new defense and see things coming at him that he'll get used to making those plays. Yeah, he should have had three picks in this game easily and just didn't make them.
All right, let's go to Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You're next in the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary and Sparky after the Packers lose 34-31. What's up, Nate?
What's good, everybody? Can we just stop criticizing Darnell Savage? Because I just don't feel like it's deserved. Aaron Rodgers out there throwing the ball just any old type of way he wants to. But we want to talk about Darnell Savage
yep.
not catching a pick or dropping a pick, or when he did catch a pick, somebody getting it called back. This game is far from on Darnell Savage.
Correct.
This game is on Aaron Rodgers. He had wide open people running across the middle of the field. What did he proceed to do? Throw the ball deep, throw the ball into dangerous spots. Darnell Savage should be the least of somebody's problems. Like he was there to make plays.
Yeah, but the problem is, Nate, he's got to finish those plays.
And people drop picks every day.
I understand, but when you basically had three of them that you missed, that's pretty big. Now I will say this: I think he's still learning what he can do within his defense. I don't disagree with you that there's blame. If we want to place blame, there's blame to go around to a lot of people. But I just think that the injuries, to me, finally caught up with the Packers.
It says when you got the quarterback out there throwing the ball wherever he wants to, throwing into the danger, not taking what the defense is giving to him. You can't just hop on Darnell Savage, and that's what I see people doing.
Yes,
you just can't hop on him. Aaron Rodgers had multiple opportunities.
But Nate, hold up, Nate. Steve, Nate, what do you say about this? Steve, give Nate Rodgers
the numbers.
His numbers from today's game.
Rodgers today 23 of 33, 385, 4 touchdowns.
And what's his passer rating?
His passer rating today was an incredible 148.4.
What do you say to that, Nate?
What did he do in the first half?
Well, I brought that up
earlier.
But at the end of the day, those are going to be the numbers that people are going to talk
about.
Those
are going to be the numbers that people are going to talk about at the end of the day. Steve is right.
But then I'm saying, I'm telling them people they didn't really watch the game. Because you sit there and watch this game. Everybody been bringing up DeGuara running across the field for 5 yards. Give the ball to him.
Yeah,
AJ Dillon in the flat. Give the ball to him.
Here's thanks, Nate. Thanks for the phone call. Steve, you remember when I brought this up last week, you and Leroy, we were sitting here. And you brought up the Minnesota Vikings numbers. And then I think someone on our producer, a plucker, read the numbers. And you go, oh, Gary, look at those numbers against the Vikings.
Yep.
And I go, yeah, the numbers don't tell the whole story.
That was your defense the whole time.
And therein lies these numbers once again. And Rodgers had and I go, well, look at Rodgers' numbers in the NFC Championship game. They weren't bad there either. But there are some plays within the game that you thought he could have made that he didn't make.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that same thing in this game. Because when you look at this loss, when we go back and look at this loss, Steve.
And we will all day tomorrow on the Green and Gold Monday.
Well, not even that. 4 years from now.
4 years? I'm not talking about this game in 4 years.
It always comes up. When we go look back at this loss 4 years from now, and when we don't really understand how this game went because we forget – we look at those numbers and we're going to go, oh, my God, he played his tail off. How did they lose that game?
Correct.
That's what we're going to say.
That's correct. No, you're probably right. No doubt. And we'll blame the defense.
Yes.
That's how this is going to play.
That's going to go down.
It's going to be the blame of the defense, and this is what's going to happen tomorrow as well. A lot of people will blame the defense, and rightfully so, because the defense didn't play well. They really didn't. I mean, they were giving up passes all over the place, and some of which I think were miscommunications of guys just not knowing where they were supposed to be and getting confused, and that's how you had some of these guys running wide open like they were in this game. Packers lose 34-31. Up next, we'll hear from the Packers quarterback with a huge quarterback rating today, Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear from him next here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented to you by Lakeland University.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. It's time to head inside the locker room and hear what the players have to say about today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. The Green Bay Packers, they still lose. Even though while we were gone, they didn't change the score. Packers still lost 34-31 to the Minnesota Vikings. Packers now 8-3. Will they run the table? Because they've never had more than three losses in a season under Matt LaFleur. 13-3, 13-3. I'll grant you, there's an extra game this year. But we'll see how they do next weekend against the Rams at 3:25 start at Lambeau. And this Green and Gold postgame show will be on the air right away again. Dan Plucker will be at Lambeau. Gary Ellerson will be back here. And looking forward to seeing how they do against Matt Stafford next Sunday. Today, Aaron Rodgers, 23 of 33, 385, 4 touchdowns, a passer rating of 148.4. We're going to hear from him. But before we hear from him, earlier in the show, Gary Ellerson asked Mayor Mitch Ross to go back and find the penalties of Billy Turner that he's had throughout the course of the year and so forth. And Mayor Mitch has done just that. Mayor Mitch, what have you found?
So Billy Turner has 3 penalties on the year, 2 today.
So he had 1 coming into today.
Back-to-back drives today, a hold and a legal
hands to
use.
The face. Yeah,
hands to the face. Royce Newman is the most penalized offensive lineman.
How many does he have?
He has 4. And these are all confirmed penalties, not declined. 2 false starts and 2 holds. He had 1 false start today.
Yep. So
I can see that.
So there you go.
That right side is not doing good.
Nope. So there you go. That's the updated penalty situation for the Green Bay Packers. Let's hear from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers as he spoke just moments ago to the media. That has been an issue, Gary, about the Packers last year. You know, they drop those first set of scripted plays or whatever. They go down, they score. This year, that's been a struggle. That opening drive, they've not been punching it in and getting 7 nearly as much as they did last year.
No, they haven't. And I don't know what is contributing to that. But I just thought today, outside of maybe the first quarter, you guys talk about Rodgers, but I still like the play calling and the mixing of plays. I mean, I thought that last drive that they have when they had the thing with Randall Cobb on that last play.
Yep.
I thought that drive was absolutely, that was a drive before MVS. I thought that drive was absolutely phenomenal. So I still think that the offense, the design of the offense is still good. I think people still have to understand, though, when Rodgers is quarterbacking, I don't know. Here's where I would like to know. The 15, 20 plays or whatever they script, is that the play and you can't check out? And we don't know that.
I doubt it.
Because normally when we had our 15, 20 script plays, we did have we had check would mean, but we knew what the check would means were. You know what I mean? So it was either 48 or 49. So we were running the same play. It's a mirror play. We're just running it one side to the
right,
other side.
That makes sense.
With Rodgers, it feels like that whole play could change to something else.
If he sees something. He probably right. does so have we that
don't,
freedom.
So we don't know this year whether those plays or the 15 or 20 plays that are charted are basically you can't get out of them.
Right.
That's what I would like to know.
That's correct. We don't know that. And I think that's a great point. And maybe that could be asked. Maybe we bring up to Ryan Wood and see if Ryan Wood can bring that up in a press conference maybe tomorrow with Matt LaFleur. Of course, Ryan Wood, Tuesdays and Thursdays on the Wendy's Big Show. Also, don't forget Chester Markle. Gary got him during the show today. He'll lead off hour number four for us on
the
Green and Gold Monday tomorrow. And hour number four tomorrow. Plus, Leroy Butler will join us for a Green and Gold Monday tomorrow as well. Always interesting to see what he has to say about things. Coming up, Davante Adams, MVS, they talked. You'll hear from them straight ahead.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. It's time to head inside the locker room and hear what the players have to say about today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers lose to the Minnesota Vikings, 34-31 today. Even with Aaron Rodgers throwing for 385 and four touchdowns, they still lose. Even with Marquez Valdes-Scantling, MVS, for 4 for 123 and a score, including that 75-yarder. Davante Adams, 7 for 115 and two scores today. A.J. Dillon, 11 carries, 53 yards, six catches, 44 yards. And I think at the end of the day, everybody probably a little baffled that he wasn't used more in this game. Dillon averaging almost 5 yards per carry in this game. And you just wonder without Aaron Jones if this is how it's going to be against the Rams as well. If they're just essentially going to abandon trying to run the ball as much as they normally do because they don't have Jones.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Because you would have thought the obvious thing was to establish A.J. Dillon in the run game. And get that going. But from the get-go, you saw that wasn't going to be the case with Aaron Rodgers. They were going to do they were looking for the one-on-one matchups.
Correct.
All the time. And you know, third and, like, I don't know, was that third and three in the first quarter? And they throwing a long bomb to MVS down the side. And I go, okay, it must be the one-on-one matchups. Okay. And so they're all about the one-on-one matchups.
I mean, I get it. I just
no,
don't.
No, I don't. No, I don't get it at all.
We've watched it for a long time.
We have. But if I got a guy like A.J. Dillon, the matchups don't matter anymore. The matchups I want is my lineman on their lineman and my running back falling for three. That's the matchup I want. But they don't feel that way.
No,
they don't.
Be it. And we'll see what happens against the Rams because they said a week or two for
the
Aaron
Rams,
Jones.
If you watch the 49ers Ram tape, you better run it on them because that's all the 49ers did. They took them behind the woodshed and kicked their tails up front. The best thing the Rams do is rush the passer.
Correct.
So if you think that you want the one-on-one matchup outside, go ahead and take that. But you put more stress on your offensive line. Maybe you're without Bakhtiari, and maybe you're without Elgton Jenkins.
You're probably definitely without Jenkins.
Go ahead and try and see what that feels like.
Yeah, we're waiting for confirmation on Jenkins. But, I mean, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, earlier said the fear is torn ACL. Got carted off with a knee injury. So The assumption is a torn ACL, but who knows? Maybe they'll get lucky and it won't be a torn ACL and he'll be all good. I can't imagine he'll be good for next week necessarily, but he'll be good. And the other thing that was brought up earlier, which is we're going to find out now what all is going on with Bakhtiari because they need him. And I don't know if Bakhtiari can't play against the Rams and Yash has to go play left tackle. What's the strength of this offensive line?
Not very good, Steve. Because last time that happened, you used Tonyan as your blocker. So I'm assuming not that it'd be Degura over there as your blocker helping him out. And maybe it's Daphne over there.
Or so Lewis. That,
yeah, that's what you're looking at.
You're going to have to give help. But I'm wondering if that takes away from the run blocking or from running the ball more, or if they go more reliant on the pass if they don't believe.
Well, no, you can run it more out of that set.
So, Yash, you can run with?
Yeah.
Some guys are better run blockers than they are pass blockers, and some guys are the other way.
That's true.
That's why I ask. For me, it will be interesting to see if, okay, we didn't run Dylan as much this week because we know we're going to run him more against the Rams.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's what the case is.
No.
We'll find out when we get the Rams next week after Thanksgiving. Right. Okay, MVS did talk after the game, and this is what he had to say. There is MVS again, one more week and then a bye week for the Green Bay Packers. Then they get the Bears in prime time off of that bye week. They do need it. There is no question about that. You know, the other thing too, MVS didn't get the question or didn't understand the question from Bill Huber. So I'll pick up where Bill Huber left off and I'll ask you. You played.
Yeah.
What's it like when you're playing in a stadium, when you're on the road and there's seemingly as many of your fans as their fans as far as what it's like to be in that environment? Versus a typical road game where it's mostly all the opponent fans. You really don't hear your fans. Does it affect the team at all when you've got that many fans on the road supporting you?
No, not really. I think you see as a surprise. It could be a boost knowing that you coming in and you're taking over. Like Arizona, you'll probably have.
Tampa.
Well, if Arizona's not very good, then you'll take over Arizona. You take over Tampa. The Atlanta Falcons, when they're not good, you take that over. I think you're surprised that you see that it can happen, that you have so many Packer fans. But I think once you start playing, you're kind of immersed into it. It kind of goes away. But pregame warm-ups, you're like, dude, what is this? But once the game starts, it's different.
Jordy Nelson talked the other night at a dinner for Sharp Literacy that I got to go to. And he talked
what did
about
he say, Steve?
In these games, when you have it like that, that his guys knew kind of like, oh, man, there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Can't really hear them necessarily. But once you get that crowd quieted, and then by about the fourth quarter, he said, you look up and you know it's
they're
over. Because the Packer fans have all moved to the lower bowl. They're all in the lower bowl now. They've left the upper deck.
Right.
And the home team fans are gone. And then you can really hear them. And he said that always was a pretty cool deal because you don't see a lot of road fans necessarily at Lambeau. Where that ever happens at Lambeau.
Yeah, so during the game, it's not a big deal, right? Because you kind of just focus out and do what you do. But then he's right, you know, in those waning – I always say, beginning when you come out for pregame warm-ups and you see all the Packer fans, huge deal. You go to the locker room and come back out, you're kind of getting focused on the game. At the end of the game, you're whooping their tails. You're right, they've all gone. Packer fans have gotten better seats. And then you
go back, go chance,
all
that.
Because then you're not as focused as you once were.
Right.
Doing and most of the time, then you got backups in if you're blowing them out.
Yep.
So.
He's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fiverr. Don't forget tomorrow, Wendy's Big Show Hour 4. Chester Markle, the former Packer kicker, will lead off the fourth hour for us tomorrow. Leroy Butler will be here as well on a green and gold Monday. Packers lose today 34-31.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. Let's go inside the box score and see what the numbers say from today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, let's quickly go inside the box score. Packers lose 34-31. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson. Green and Gold Monday tomorrow with the Wendy's Big Show, as always. Looking forward to hearing what Leroy Butler has to say as we go inside the box score. We've been talking about the offense and the defensive side of the ball. Devondre Campbell, 7 tackles, a couple of quarterback hits. Darnell Savage, 7 tackles, a couple of passes defended, obviously including that couple of dropped interceptions, I guess. Yeah. Preston Smith, 6 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackle for losses, and 3 quarterback hits, Gary. Mm-hmm. He had himself a game. Rajul Douglas had that one that.
I like him a lot.
I mean, you just went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The ball went right there, right by him. He could have just turned around. It would have made a pick. It was behind him, but it was right there for the interception. So Rajul Douglas with 5 tackles there. Chris Barnes, 5 tackles. Tyler Lancaster, 4 tackles. 2 tackles for losses there. So, yes, no Rashawn Gary. And, yes, no Merciless as he is gone for the remainder of the year. But this Packers defense still were able to get after the quarterback a fair amount, Gary, with Kirk Cousins.
I still think that they did. That's why I still feel good about this defense. They just got to get a healthy defense. They're just missing. Rashawn Gary, I think, is a huge piece to miss off that defense. You're missing your – Za'Darius was already your best. Now this guy, who's your second best, now he may be your best. You just didn't have enough, to me, replacement to keep the pressure on Cousins that you would like. But – listen, Kenny Clark came to play again.
Kenny Clark just moving dudes backwards.
Right?
Just moving them, pushing them back.
Once again, Steve, before we get off the air, I want to give a big shout out to
10 seconds.
Braylon Allen one more time.
One more time. That was the first time. That dude's a beast. Telling you, might be the best to ever play.
I don't know yet.
At this Badger.
I don't know yet, Steve.
I'm telling you.
You want me to tell you who I'm comparing him to right now?
Nope. Save it for the big show tomorrow. Okay. We got to go.
Bye.
Toodles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.